Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Acts 2:30-31. Following the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, Peter preached the gospel to the audience who have gathered in Jerusalem for the keeping of the Pentecost feast. David the prophet had spoken concerning the coming of Christ who would be raised from the dead. Christ was not left in the grave, but was raised from the dead. Jesus had come from the seed line of David, having been raised up by God to sit on his throne. Jesus would become the heir and sit upon the throne at his resurrection. Peter would later write concerning the throne of Christ, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:22. Paul's letter to the Ephesians had expressed the same truth when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23. David's throne had been set by the promise of God. The throne upon which David sat was a physical throne, while the throne of Christ is a spiritual throne. This throne is that which was seen by Daniel as the kingdom which shall never be destroyed and would stand forever. Daniel 2:44. The angel Gabriel, which spoke to Mary concerning the virgin birth of Jesus, had promised that the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:32-33. Christ came into the world, crucified on the cross, raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated upon the throne which had been promised. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Hebrews 1:8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.